98.1 KZE. It's MK with you a couple minutes after four. My guest in the studio is the Executive Director of Unison Arts in New Paltz, Fahim Haider. Welcome, Fahim.
Thanks for having me, MK. Appreciate your time. Appreciate the opportunity to discuss Unison Arts.
Yeah, I'm actually really excited to meet you because Unison Arts is one of those places that I've been driving by my entire time living in the Hudson Valley, and I've heard about some of your programming, but I haven't been there yet. So will you give us just a brief overview of what it is you guys do?
Sure. So we've been around since 1976. We've had a bunch of different guises. Each one of those guises has involved music, visual arts, community well-being, and a really rich account of culture. Collaboration with Japanese-American artists, really setting up the focus on culture in the visual arts and the performing arts and in sculpture through a relationship that began in the village of New Paltz, the Sister City program that's really successful. Unison was a part of that, part of the cultural committee in that. So we're proud of that legacy. We're proud of that heritage. We're proud of the fact that as you walk through our sculpture garden, it kind of looks like a Japanese rock garden, and it's not a sort of a tokenist piece of design. It's very much embedded within a cultural conversation that Unison has been on the forefront of in terms of collaboration and really speaking together, pardon the expression, but singing in unison.
Yeah, no.
Across cultures.
That comes full circle. Nicely done.
So not intentional.
Does New Paltz have a sister city in Japan?
Yes.
Where?
It's called, it's not the city of Nimi. I think it was initially a village that became a town that incorporated itself as a town and then became a city. It's, I think our friend, the village of New Paltz mayor, Tim Rogers, was just in Nimi as part of the city, sister city exchange program.
That's so cool. I literally had no idea.
Yeah. It's been around since the 90s, mid-90s, I want to say.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
What does being a sister city entail? Like, what kind of benefits do both get? What kind of cultural exchange do you do?
I would say that what's been important for this exchange has been to see through the different ways in which communities have been dealing with the recent, cultural run-ins, pandemic, post-pandemic life. How have different people lived through, worked through, solved problems? And that's been, I think, eye-raising. My sense is that the Village of New Paltz Sister City program is based on population. Mm-hmm. So how has a relatively small municipality dealt with COVID? How has a similarly situated municipality dealt with similar elsewhere, right?
Yeah, interesting. Well, my mind is blown. I've learned something new today. We also definitely want to be talking about the programming you have going on this weekend, which is a fall festival fundraiser for Unison Arts. And I mean, there's a whole laundry list of things that are happening, but I want to ask first about the Interactive Music Box project.
Yeah, so that's actually the brainchild of a board member, my personal friend, and a professor of music at SUNY New Paltz, who I will also mention is a Guggenheim 2022 fellow, Phyllis Chen. Phyllis has had a long practice of playing music through unconventional materials. Often she started a festival for the toy piano.
Fun.
And this program is where she literally builds music boxes that have this really resonant and collaboratively, right? Whoever wants to engage is invited to actually build it. It produces music that is haunting because it's sort of almost like music of the spheres in the sense that there are all these different people playing these objects that are functioning as these musicians are part of the history of the making of the object, and it's functioning in all these sort of different and varied and variegated ways, and it's all coming together. It's an invitation for community to come join us, to come join Phyllis in this project. Whoever comes, the entry to the event is $25 suggested donation, but no one will be turned away. Effectively, come and pay what you can afford, if that is a dollar, that's a dollar. Come join us. Come hang with us. If it's $5,000, we will not turn you away.
I'm sure. no, I love the suggested donation model because I think, like, yeah, especially for a community-based organization like yours, I think it's so great to be inclusive and to be open to folks. And, you know, Lord knows we don't all have a lot of money right now. Right. So, but we still want to go out and do things.
I mean, for a long time, we've done entry by ticketing, right? Mm-hmm. You know, we are a nonprofit, so we don't, you know, really care to, quote unquote, make money, mm-hmm. right? We just want to be sustainable. And we've had some brilliant acts. You played Giddens. We invited Hubby Jenkins, Rhiannon Giddens' collaborator from a long while ago, to play a Juneteenth concert, yeah. right? And, you know, I think for certain members, New Paltz is a working class town. You know, the village of New Paltz in particular, which is a different municipality. but it, you know, lots of young people, lots of people living in rentals, people trying to get by, right?
Yeah.
What we want to make sure is that all our programming is accessible to every member of community,
yeah.
right? So if you are going, you know, whatever, your paycheck comes in on Tuesday, we got a concert Saturday. You want to see an act, you want to see a band, it's local, it's a buddy of yours, come on in.
Yeah.
Right? And we want to make sure that we program in such a way that the community feels like it's part of the currents they're living in, right? And yeah, absolutely. I think in our community, we're here to engage community. That's our mission. That's literally what we do. And we can do that through a bunch of different things. Visual arts, sculpture garden. We have a brilliant sculpture garden. We have this brilliant workshop that we started with Stephen Jacobs, who started to come join the band with his brother in our program. Our iteration is called Movie Lab. We have a programming for our founding generation where people, we invite our co-founder, Peter Pizzelli, to lead with his partner, Susan, a conversation among people in their 60s, 70s, 80s about what life is, what they want, how they can connect.
Mm.
Over time, we want to make sure that our electeds can hear their voices. But right now it's a beginning conversation. So, you know, what we're about is trying to make sure that we can connect literally children to our people who founded Unison in the 70s. It's a multi-generational, intergenerational space where we want to make sure that everything we do is publicly accessible. So that's our next turn. That's we went from that, you know, ticketing model to a suggested donation model where we're actually hosting Kyle Miller.
Oh, yeah, I've had those moments many times on the radio. Anybody who's tuning in right now, 98.1 KZE, my guest is Fahim Haider. He is the executive director of Unison Arts in New Paltz. They have their fall festival fundraiser this Saturday, October 28th. It's 4 to 7 p.m. All kinds of interactive activities and installations, art auctions, live music, which we'll talk about in a moment. The other thing that is really jumping out to me, besides the suggested donation entry, is it's 4 to 7. So we were talking about how much there is going on in the area this weekend. So if you wanted to do something before this, something after this, you can work this event in as well. That's at Unison Arts in New Paltz, which is still up on Mohunk Road, right?
Yes, we're on 68 Mountain Rest Road.
Mountain Rest, yeah.
We're about 2.5 miles away from Mohunk. We're 1.5 miles away from the village mm-hmm. itself.
Which if you're rugged, you can bike there.
Yep.
I've seen people do it.
Yep, yep. we're all about like making sure that people can carpool. You know, parking is available, but as you know, you might find that you come join us at 4 p.m. and you might find that you have all the fresh lay of the local cider from Brooklyn Brooklyn House Cidery from Mill Street Brewery,
Millhouse
in Poughkeepsie. Brewery in Poughkeepsie. Yeah.
Love those guys.
And we're getting food from Main Course.
Wonderful.
We're getting food from Karma Road and a pizza. We love that food sponsorship. We just got some wine from White Cliff Vineyards.
Great.
We got some lovely whiskey from Copper Sea Distillery. So we're talking to all these local purveyors of just local food, local drink. And we want to make sure that, you know, again, based on the suggested donation model, you can come in and you can enjoy some really good local stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
I love all of those businesses you just mentioned.
They're fantastic. And, yeah. The great thing about being a small business ourselves, actually, even though we're a nonprofit, it's still the business model is definitely very much to make sure that we are sustainable. Right. Mm-hmm. We're not answerable to shareholders, mm-hmm. but we are answerable to the community. And this is our effort to reach out to community to be like, hey, we're here. Come join us at whatever level you can.
Yeah.
And come join us to see what we're about. So this event is really sort of a combination and a distillation, really, of what we do. We are having an arts auction, right? And by an arts auction, we mean we're selling prints and paintings and works that kind of run the gamut between sculpture and visual and painting. We are engaging people to work with one of our friends and one of essentially the network of Unison, which includes, obviously, because Phyllis is a board member, but the level of talent that we have in our community, Phyllis being a world-class composer, is in our community, and yeah. we want to make sure that the community knows this, right? We have a brilliant musician who's going to play guitar, classical guitar, jazz guitar, Dave Chapman. Mm-hmm. He's going to be coming through.
Good buddy of mine. He's been here on the station.
Oh, right. And so we're going to be doing all this wonderful stuff, and none of it requires you to pay more than a quarter.
Yeah.
Right? But again, we also want to make sure that we make it very loud and clear to our community that we can't make it. We can't make the moves we have to make to be sustainable without them.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So we're going to be laying out our plans for Unison through these. I think what you'll find will be short but generously themed presentations. Certainly my board president will welcome the crowd. I'll speak a little bit. But we're going to talk about our programming and why it matters to the community and why our next steps that we take are going to be really important for community development, community building in the town of New Paltz.
So that's really cool. If you go on Saturday, you kind of get a sneak peek behind the curtain of what is in the future for Unison.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. I mean, look, I sort of had a moment in which one of the things, we're really interested in, and I started this year, is we really wanted to focus on local talent,
mm-hmm.
In town, right? Next year, we're going to be thinking about and really building up on sort of an incubator model where mm-hmm. we want to bring in young artists and young visual artists, young performing artists, and give them a space and mentorship to really take their work up to the next level.
Yeah.
Right. And part of this year is all about like featuring the local artists. And part of that was to have a space for artists like Kyle Miller and Jules Olsen. And to make sure that we give them the experience of certainly playing at Unison, but more importantly, to nurture that experience, right,
yeah.
for our community. And they're actually going to be one of the first acts that we actually have on the suggested donation models.
Oh, great.
The last one we actually had was a brilliant community-based program, the B2s, Bloom, Perennial, lots of folks know them, Debbie Lan, a brilliant musician, composer. She always plays at Unison. We've had her the last 2 years I've been around leading the organization. And it's a brilliant moment. But what is really important is that our relationship with Debbie is so longstanding that, and it's such an expansive group that we're always so overwhelmed with the support for that community of musicians. With Kyle and Jules, two singer-songwriters playing together in this intimate space, it'll be lovely to see how this interaction between community and community-based pricing, essentially it's just a donation model, how that works out. We would love for people to come through because what we want is to engage people. We don't want to price ourselves out so that people cannot engage with us.
Right. Yeah. Right. And I mean, I imagine you're going to have artists coming through, wanting to come through specifically for that reason, because, you know, so many artists, most artists, I would say like 90% of musical artists are, you know, working class themselves,
right.
You know, and they are looking to make what they do accessible, and they still need to make money. And I think that that suggested donation model really kind of like respects both sides, that like the artist needs to get paid, but people also need to see music, and the artist also needs to be seen. And, you know, there's a way to do this where folks who are able to throw in a little bit more can, right. And folks who cannot don't have to.
Right. And look, I mean, at the end of the day, because we're an organization, we're trying to take lead on, you know, marketing, right? Mm-hmm. So if you're playing with us and, you know, with partners like WKZE, we're making sure that, you know, artists like Jules Olsen and Kyle Miller get airtime, that the ads feature them, you know, robustly, and the rest of our programming as well. We want to make sure that you don't have to spend money to get out a community. And we want to make sure that once that community is out, or at least interested in engaging with us, that they can come through without any barriers to entry, right? And that's what we try to do. And we want to do more. We don't want to just give you a paycheck, although that's huge. One of the first things I do want to mention is that one of the first things I did as ED, as executive director, is I came in and actually created a stipend for a visual artist. Because when you play, when you're performing artist, there is a fee associated with you playing. Mm-hmm. When you're a visual artist, that fee comes in sales.
Yeah.
Now, the gallery hasn't done the work to sell the work in XYZ ways, and we're a community space, so we're not expecting to sell pieces for, you know, $10,000. That's not what we do. Mm-hmm. We're working with community-based artists who care about community, who engage in ecological thinking. So I came in and just said, you know what? Every artist who shows up with us gets a $200 stipend.
Great.
And so it's that sense of nurturing that we want to really expand up on.
Yeah,
right?
It makes you very attractive to artists.
And that's why we're really looking forward to building out this incubator program next year. We're looking for funding for it right now. Mm-hmm. So it's not a promise I can deliver on until I get the funding, but we're very much moving in the direction of, okay, so we're accessible. How can we make it worth the while of a community of artists? How can we make it worth their while? So we were lucky enough to be able to expand our team this year. We hired a brilliant young artist named Emily Hussart, who's based out of Gipsy. And she organized and curated a brilliant show with thinking about community print shops. So the show was at Unison, but it brought in work and the history of work and the organizers from Puff, Poughkeepsie Underwear Factory, and Draw Kingston. And so for 6 weeks, we had this amazing cross current of conversations, work, production between Ulster County, i.e., you know, Draw Kingston, Kingston, and Unison, and in Puff, in Poughkeepsie, and that's essentially emblematic of our programming going forward, which is that when we move forward, we want to take a whole bunch of people with us. We want to work with organizations like the Margaret Wade Lewis Center in New Paltz. Mm-hmm. We want to work with a brilliant collective of photographers out of Kingston, the Soul Reflections Collective. We want to make sure that we can work with artists in Newburgh and in Poughkeepsie. And again, this is what the Fall Festival fundraiser is. It's meant to invite as many people who want to engage with us as possible on the grounds of collaboration, equity, access, and a celebration of the community we have right now within every space. People who may not be, you know, sung of or discussed in the halls of power. We want to make sure that folk in the village of New Paltz can come up. We want to make sure that folk in the city of Newburgh can come up. City of Kingston, in Tilson, in Esopus. We want to make sure that we are regional. We want to make sure that we can have the conversations that people need to have, because we're no good when we're alone. We're no good when we're working alone. We're better when we're working together. We're better when we're a murmuration of people.
The word murmuration. So, Fahim Haider has been my guest. He is executive director at Unison Arts in New Paltz, and you heard it here. This sounds like an incredible event, and for anybody who is interested in what Unison Arts does, wants to even potentially get involved, I would say
absolutely
perfect opportunity to stop by
absolutely
this weekend. It's Saturday from 4 to 7. UnisonArts.org for more information, but remember, nobody turned away for lack of funds.
Correct.
Fahim, thank you so much. This has been so lovely.
Thank you, MK. Thank you for making this happen, and I thank the community that's going to show up and on Saturday, and will keep showing up every day thereafter. Thank
right
you.
On. I didn't have a Unison song, but I had an Unison song. So here is Amadou and Mariam with Unison Nous, 98.1 KZE.